number 765. And if we're lucky, maybe we can even get that wrapped up by 4 p.m. And if not, we'll just take a break in the middle of 765.
Accept proposal of Gresham Ford for mobile data computers for the Portland Police Bureau for an initial term of 5 years, not to exceed $2 million.
And just for the record, this item was moved from the AM agenda to the PM agenda for various reasons. It was noticed in the Tuesday memo, and we have Larry Plott here to walk us through. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you very much. And I'll get us through 765 and 766.
I'm sorry, Larry. And 766 was also moved from the AM agenda to the PM agenda. And we'll get to that in a minute. Thank you.
Okay. City Council, I'll do the short versions. City Council.
I'm sorry, Larry. Do you want them read at the same time? Are you suggesting?
That'd be
if you can do that, that'd be great. Carla, can you read 766 then, too, please?
766, accept bid of Corpat Construction Company for the Northwest 20th Avenue LID project for $4,012,488.
Sorry, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The Council for 765, Council passed Ordinance 187698 in April 2016, authorizing procurement service to do a competitive solicitation for mobile data computers, classified MDCs, which are installed in every police vehicle. The warranty for our current MDCs is in use expires in 2018, so there is an immediate need to get these done. We've been working at this for some significant amount of time. MDCs allow sworn off staff to perform all administrative communication, investigatory, and operations duties possible with technology while in their patrol districts. Since sworn officers don't have to return to the office to perform these job functions, they can spend considerably more time patrolling the streets, and they can respond faster to incidents requiring public property or citizen protection. In June 2017, Procurement Services advertised an RFP for MDC systems. Three proposals were received and opened. All proposals were responsive to the solicitation requirements. Therefore, they successfully completed phase one. Phase two evaluations of the RFP consisted primarily of product demonstrations before the evaluation committee and the committee of technical advisors. And of the three proposals, two moved forward to phase three. You can see why this took a long time, which consisted primarily of in-car testing. Both proposers submitted a prescribed number of units placed in active use vehicles, field tested for approximately 2 months. The GTAC units on Gamber Johnson mounts were determined to be the best units proposed based on the criteria provided. All the proposals were evaluated at each phase by a team of diverse and qualified evaluators, including members of the city's minority evaluator program. The city issued a notice of intent to negotiate an award to Gresham Ford for the GTAC MDCs on Gamber Johnson mounts on March 26, 2018. No protests were received. Gresham Ford, the primary contractor for this contract, has a current City of Portland business tax registration account, is in full compliance with all the city's contracting requirements. Gresham Ford is not a state-certified DMW ESB contractor. It is requested that the Council approve this report and authorize the Chief Procurement Officer to execute a contract with Gresham Ford for the GTAC MDCs on Gamber Johnson mounts in an amount not to exceed $2 million. If the Council has any questions concerning the facilitation or resulting contract, I can answer those. We do have Chad Lublin and Assistant Chief Davis in the chambers if there's specific questions about the units.
Well, let me dispose of this one first since we have people waiting. Is there any further question for Larry? I'll entertain a motion.
I would move the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Report's adopted. And then to 766.
766. You have before your procurement report recommending a contract award to Corpac Construction for the Northwest 20th Avenue LID project, the amount of $4,012,488. The engineer's estimate of the project was $4,057,116, and their confidence level was moderate. Council passed Ordinance 188244 to solicit the project. The project was advertised in electronic procurement system. Six bids were received in response, and Corpac Construction is the lowest responsible bidder at $4,012,408, which is 1.1% under the engineer's estimate. Corpac Construction, acting as the prime contractor, identified traffic control, signage, electrical, and concrete as opportunities for subcontracting. There is a total of $927,083, 23.1% of identified DMWESB subcontractor participation for the project. There are four firms, 4D and 1M firm, providing this $927,000. The prime contractor, CORPAC, is a State of Oregon certified DMW firm and is performing $2,344,473, or 58.43% of the work, bringing the total participation of certified firms to $3,271,826, or 81.53%. CORPAC Construction is located in Portland, Oregon. They are a state-certified DMWESB contractor. They have a current City of Portland business tax registration. They are in full compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions concerning the bidding process, I can answer them. Because we are so far above the city's aspirational goal of 20%, we did not ask either the Bureau or the contractor to be in chambers.
Move adoption of the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The procurement report is accepted. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. Do we have Commissioner?